we've already disputed the Cleveland report. Can you just talk about the challenge that the Browns were to take you?
Sorry?
If the Browns were to take you first overall, the challenge of playing in Cleveland, turning that franchise around?
I think you just have to go in there and play the game you know and play to the best of your best capabilities. To that report, I don't really know anything about Cleveland. I've never been there. Haven't really talked to their coaching staff yet. Have a meeting with them tonight. So it's impossible to formulate opinions when you don't really, haven't really done any research, on the actual place. So I'm probably going to visit there, hang out with them and then whoever picks me, I'll be excited to play for whoever wants to.
How could you?
It's always a benefit to have weapons everywhere. Odell's an unbelievable player. Sterling Shepard also is an incredible player. I think wherever you are, it's always valuable to have some guys you can throw the ball to and put them in a bunch of different places, and they'll grab it wherever the ball may be. Nope, have not. I think I'm the best quarterback here. I think I can diagnose defenses and put the ball where it needs to be and make quick decisions. And I think we're all competitors, and I think every other quarterback should have the same exact belief that I do. I mean, the NFL is a very daunting organization. Every team you go to has its own unique set of challenges, and the Browns have a unique set of their own challenges, and every team has their own. So wherever I end up, I'm excited to take on those challenges and hopefully overcome some obstacles.
Is there something you did you feel helped especially develop your accuracy, maybe in high school, or what do you attribute your great accuracy
to? My parents always said that coming into my crib room was always dangerous because bottles would come flying out of nowhere. But I've kind of always had an arm of some sort. Pitching in baseball, tennis, football. I mean, that's just kind of a lucky ability I was blessed with.
Hey, Josh, I know you're talking about it, but why did you make the switch from tennis? You were apparently a really good prospect. Why the switch to a game like football?
Tennis gets pretty lonely. It's an individual sport. All of your friends are your enemies at the same time. Really weird relationship. It's a complex kind of dynamic, and I enjoy the team aspect of football. I mean, all of your friends you go into war with, and it's unique. You get to play alongside your brothers each and every week, and that's really ultimately what drew me to football over tennis. I have not. Well, I've had informal visits with most every team, but formally, I have not yet.
What did it take to leave the guys leaving you on the Molly or the
I think first and foremost, you have to play. You have to play ball. You have to perform in the field in order to kind of earn that initial respect. But I think leadership is a very personal thing that there aren't really any shortcuts to. It takes time. You have to build relationships, and you have to treat each individual individually. Some guys respond to kicking the butt a little better. Some guys respond to encouragement or an inspiration. Some guys get down on themselves, so you kind of have to help them up a little bit. I don't think leadership is. You have to lead in your own individual way. I'm not really a big rah-rah guy, but if I tried to be, I think my teammates would see through it. So. It's not about me, it's about the team. So anything that I can do as a leader to make the team better, I'm going to do, and I'm going to do that on a person-by-person basis because that's where I think it all starts is with the relationships.
Josh, on the field, what do you think is your most attribute?
I think I make very quick decisions, very quick and decisive decisions. I always say that I think if you can get to 3-4 reads into your progression, you give yourself more opportunities to get the ball down the field. If you're a 1-2 and run guy, and you say throw the ball, 40 times a game, NFL 30 times a game, you're giving yourself I don't know what, 70, 80 opportunities to get the ball down the field. If you can get into 1, 2, 3, and 4, then you're giving yourself 150, 160, twice as many opportunities to actually push the ball down the field. So that's where I think my best attribute is. I can sit in the pocket and really pick defenses apart.
Josh, in this process, the picking apart, there's been some questions on your overall personality. What do you think about that, and
Well, you address it here. I think that's why all these interviews and meetings and visits are awesome, because teams actually get to know me and they don't have to find out through third parties. I think that's what I'm looking forward to most of this combine is getting to know teams and, maybe not running my 4.5, but everything. I mean, it's an unbelievable experience. I remember watching growing up the combine when I was third, fourth, fifth grade. It's cool to be a part of this. It's really cool.
Josh, Kyle McDermott was a teammate of yours with the Bills now. Do you have any recon work with him, for instance, or even other teammates about what their situation is? Connor with the Bills specifically.
Are you a reporter for the Bills?
No,
not team by team. More just kind of advice on how to conduct yourself. I mean, I got a lot of advice on how to while I was in college, how to be better in college. A lot of leadership advice. A lot of combine-specific advice. I mean, Jared Goff is telling me that every single nook and cranny you can find in the schedule for an app, take it because you will be tired. So I think it's really cool when pros or a lot of my close friends, like Caleb Benenock, Kenny Clark, Jayon Brown, a lot of my really close friends from UCLA and the NFL are giving me advice and giving back and helping all of us here become – basically be more equipped to succeed.
What's it like going through this process?
It's awesome. I mean, it's awesome to compete with someone. I mean, he got the better of us the two times I've played him at SC, and I won't live that one down, I don't think, ever. And Stanford at that. But it's cool to get out there and compete and hopefully our names will be side by side as we move forward in the NFL. And I think I wish him the best as he does me. It's a really friendly competition until the pads get on, then it's maybe not so friendly.
Did you have any hesitation about throwing?
No. I mean, ball is ball. We're not really – that's what we do is we throw the football. So coming here, I thought, why not? You know, a lot of questions I actually get from teams are basically like, what's your goal at the end of year one? What are you trying to accomplish? And I would say my answer to that is to be have my coach completely satisfied with what I've done. Whatever he asks me to do, I'm going to do that to the best of my ability. If he asks me to be a backup, I'm going to be the country's best backup quarterback. I'm going to support my starter through everything. I mean, it might be, I don't know, a rough relationship at the beginning because they kind of see the dynamic, but I'm going to do absolutely everything I can to help the team win. If they ask me to compete for the starting job, I'm going to compete my butt off. So I think whatever a coach asks me to do, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Yeah, absolutely. No, I do not think I have yet. What position would you say I should switch to? Like that question. Maybe. I mean, quarterback's pretty fun. I like it a lot. I like being in control of things, so it'd be tough for me to give that up. I really like being able to kind of control everything that's going on the field. I think what would drive me crazy if it was like a game-winning drive or game-winning play, and I didn't touch the ball in some sort, that I think that would kind of drive me a little crazy. So, I mean, I'd be open to it, but quarterback is it's where I belong. kind of. I mean, we all work our butt off. If we didn't like football, no matter how talented we are, we wouldn't be in the position that we all are here this week. I mean, I love football all of my heart and soul. And if I didn't, I just don't think I'd be able to have made it through the grind of college. I mean, football is an unbelievable team sport, and that's what's so cool about it is that I'm not playing for my own passions or exclusively for my own passions. I'm playing for all of my teammates. So it's cool when you can throw a touchdown at the Rose Bowl and turn to the sideline and see 120 of your best friends all jump and joy. You can see administration and fans that you know personally because you're in class with them. You can see your coaches. You're playing for them. And I think that's what's uniquely cool about football is that it's such a complex sport, and winning a game, winning a championship of any sort, so many things have to go right in order to win that. That's what I think football is so cool, and that's why I love the sport, is because it's really the ultimate team game. No, I think that's why I'm excited to be here. I mean, if teams still questioned my love for the game after this week and after they actually really got to know me, then it might bother me a little bit more. But I think that coaches can really see what I care about.
Hey Josh, Cleveland, Buffalo, New York, all East Coast cities that might be in the running. Any qualms about California kids going to play in some cold weather places?
Cold weather actually reminds me of family, because every Christmas we would go back to Philadelphia, and where my grandma stays, and all our aunts, uncles, and cousins would come together, and we'd hang out for a week. So I don't mind the cold at all.
I said indoors with fire, not about playing on 20 degrees in Buffalo if that were to be the case.
No, I mean it's football. That's football weather. I think some of the cool shots in the history of NFL and TV or some of those snow games in the Super Bowl with the Patriots and whatnot. I mean, that's ball. I think it's just a mixture of everything. I think it's kind of like I was saying with leadership, like there's not sort of one secret sauce. I think it's a collection of just everything. I think they have to test my capabilities in the board, make sure I know what I'm doing X's and O's wise, get my feel for as a personality, and maybe if they think I'm a good player but not a good fit for their personality profile, you can respect that. I mean, a team is evaluating you not just how good you are on a scale of 1 to 10, but how good of a fit you are for their team. So I'm just trying to come out here and present who I am as a person and a player and do what I can to let them make the best decision on whether I would be the right guy to lead their franchise.
In terms of that personality profile, what do you want them to know about what kind of guy you are throughout this process? Because you're only going to get a little time here, but as it goes, you're going to get more meetings. What do you want them to take away?
You know, I really don't know. I think that's for the teams to decide, because I think teams are looking for different kinds of personalities and all different kinds of guys. I'm not going to present a fake image of myself. Like some advice to someone with maybe issues in the past, or have these pre-rehearsed questions on, I'm sorry, I won't ever do that again. I think that you have to be yourself, you have to be authentic, and you have to show that you've learned and grown over the years. You have to own your mistakes. And I think that that's what I'm trying to show. I'm trying to show who I really am, not who I'm trying to be, because I want them to draft me, not who I don't want them to draft someone they think they're getting and then not to get that guy. So I think that's also what your teammates want, is your teammates don't want a fake shell of yourself. Teammates want you to be you every single day so that you're that reliable rock that they can count on. Absolutely. I think every single person in this draft should have the same exact answer.
How is Josh Rosen today different than Josh Rosen the first interview you saw?
I think I've learned a lot. I mean, I went 16-0 in high school, won a state title. I've went 6-6 in college. That's my final year before going to the NFL. I've learned probably a lot more from losses. You learn how to deal with adversity. I've had new coaches every year. You learn how to deal with some guys in the locker room that were bought in but are starting to sell out a little bit, so you have to make sure everyone's together. The ship sails as you go. So I think I've learned how to be that, like I was saying, kind of steady rock through the process. Make sure that your teammates can really rely upon you. Off the field, I've learned how to conduct myself a lot better. I'm not going to change who I am. I still am me. I just sometimes there's a time and place for everything, and that's what I've learned. And in all these interviews, I you have to own your mistakes. I may not have broken the actual letter of the law, but I understand that I have made mistakes in the past, and I have grown from it. And it's a process that never stops. You're never going to be a perfect person, and I think you kind of have to constantly push to become better and better each and every day as a person, as a player, and everything.